o te rangatira tahi me Pa Kelly mane ki te praere ono ki te iwa karaka i te ata i runga i te reo irirangi o te tiu, te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kaumā whitu i rā tahi.
Mihi tonu ana ki a koutou whakalongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiku o te ika, tā koutou kai pāpāhoe mihi atu nei ko Pa Kelly. Tāku kei runga te waia ko Trudy Brown ka pōwhiria mai kiuta a maua kōrero. Ano me pehana te haere o ngā pātaka kai o te hau kāinga nei wetahi ato ngā mahi, he nā pea ahakoa wetahi o ngā kōrero mō te taiga mai o te krauna anei ki Waitangi i te rā o Nanahi. Nō reira e te tamahine Trudy e mihi anara.
Kia ora, tēnā koe pā, tēnā kaita katoa i whakarongo mai ana i tēnei ata, i ata tino a tāhua kei konei. Kia ora everyone, and yeah, just a quick update on our pātaka kai. And as I've said before, as we lead up to Christmas, the needs in the community sort of get a bit higher, pressure on families to sort of welcome in manuhiri and holiday makers and tourists that come north. So a lot of pressure on our whānau and money is tight, so we need lots and lots of koha to our beautiful pātaka kai at 60 North Road, Kaitaia. So the pātaka kai plays an important role in just making sure that kai is available for our whānau, where they don't have to fill out a form, they don't have to have a hui, they don't have to, you know, talk to anyone about it. If you need kai, then come down to the pātaka. And the kaupapa is you just take what you need and leave what you want. So we have lots of whānau that, you know, for whatever reason, need a bit of a hand up. And so coming to the pātaka where they can access fresh fruit and veggies and, you know, other goodies that people leave behind, all of those things make a difference in our whānau's life. So if you've got a garden and you've got heaps of plants growing in there or heaps of veggies growing in there and you're not going to get around to eating them yourself, then bring them down to the pātaka. Your fruit from your fruit trees, rather than just let the fruit fall to the ground, bring it to the pātaka and help another whānau out. So yeah, it was a busy day. Well, it's been a busy few weeks and it's only going to get busier as we move towards Christmas. So I wasn't able to go over to Waitangi yesterday to welcome the Prince Charles. And but I saw it on the news last night and it looked pretty awesome, just the way our Māori people welcomed him onto the treaty grounds. So yeah, we just welcome all your koha to our pātaka kai.
Ai, kia ora e te tamahine. E mihi ana, e pērā nā no kia u kahore au i haere ki reira, engari ngā kaimahi katoa o te hiku i reira. We were live streaming and also full on marunga o te reo pāpāho from that time the Prince Charles got here, te kahui ariki Pākehā, mai Ingarangi te tainga mai ki konei. And some of the kōrero that were being heard were being spoken by some of my kai kōrero. You know, after 25 years, so what has Charles actually really come here for? You know, what are the benefits, if any, to the Māori people? Or is there something else that actually brought the royal family back to Waitangi after 25 years? What's your whakaaro about that, Trudy?
Oh, I know that as a colonial power, they just want to touch base and just make sure we, you know, all the assets are safe in our country, I suppose, and just sort of let people know that they're still around. I don't quite see the need for a monarchy over in England. But, you know, I'm not quite sure. I remember being at Waitangi in 1990 when the Queen came to Waitangi. And so, you know, and it was a different welcome that she got. I know that we were protesting, actually, at Waitangi. And we were in a much worse space back then. When I say we, I mean Māori. We're in a much worse space. And so, yeah, it's lots of people in Aotearoa support the monarchy, but I suppose that's why they're here.
Ai, kia ora, Trudy. What would you say if I said to you that the Queen actually extinguished her rights to Aotearoa quite a few years back. We're not actually now covered by the monarchy's reign. We are actually, we've been dictated to and absorbed, I suppose, by other powers of the world. What would you say if that was that statement I made was actually true, Trudy?
Yeah, I suppose that, you know, I don't see that in some of the places where I work or that I visit. Is just the other day I was reading something on Facebook where, you know, a judge in one of our New Zealand courts dressed down a lawyer for speaking te reo in a court. You know, those things are not laws that we observe here. I would have thought that would have been quite normal for lawyers to speak te reo in a New Zealand courtroom. But clearly it's not in some judges' courtroom. And that's, you know, that's stuff that's left over from a judicial system that doesn't belong to us. It's come from England. There are still things that exist in our country that come from that whakapapa. And it would be good, you know, they're talking about New Zealand becoming a republic and having our own constitution and doing those things. But they've been speaking like that for a long, long time. And so I suppose it's just about around when it might happen.
Yeah. The thing is that Te Ao Māori do have their own constitution. It's Te Ao Pākehā that doesn't have one. One of the things they want to make this country a republic is so they can then actually write their own constitution and their whakaaro and hopefully then dictate even more than what's actually happening now. Anyway, Trudy, without further kōrero, that as usual, it's nice to hear how our pātaka kai are going. However, the thing is that, you know, we've actually experienced a couple of good lashes of real, real Fiji weather, South Island weather. It's been that hot and warm. What is your just forward predictions between now and Christmas if this keeps up? You think this all, the warm weather that we've been getting, it's going to become, well, I know back in days of old they used to refer to up the hiku here as, you know, as the winterless north that never gets rain, it's always got sunny weather. You know, that was an old song. What do you feel about us saying it seems like it's starting to go back that way again? It's going to become a lot warmer, you know, real, a lot more tropical, and that means the demand on water is going to become a lot greater. How do you think we're going to manage this Christmas?
Yeah, well, I feel for our whānau that probably don't have the means to kind of buy water if they're on a tank water and their water runs out. You know, those problems are real up here in the far north. And so, you know, plus the hot weather also brings more tourists, and that's really where the strain on our resources comes from as well. Just a lot of people love to come up and experience our beaches and our environment up here. Probably with the hotter weather, we're going to be seeing a huge influx of manuhiri coming to our town, and that might be good for the, you know, the commercial sector, the people that are selling, retailers in towns. It'll be good for them. I suppose for our whānau, I like the idea that if they can afford to go to the beach, just go to the beach every day. It's awesome entertainment. Get a feed of kinners or some tuatua and kind of enjoy your time at the beach. But the warmer weather, it's you know, with climate change and all that sort of stuff, we just need to look out for what's happening in our own town and conserve our water. I'm on a water tank, so there's definitely kaupapa around how long you can be in the shower at my house. There's a time limit. And, you know, washing and stuff like that, we try and save it all up so we can do big loads all the time instead of lots of little loads and just conserve our water that way. So, yeah, just a... I don't know, now is the time to start looking at that sort of stuff for our whānau at home, and we're moving into Christmas, you know, a month away. You know, we need to be thinking about how we're going to feed all the manuhiri coming to our whare this Christmas so that we don't get unexpected visitors that eat up all your kai, and then you've got nothing to feed your own whānau And then you've got to find, you know, kai or go to Work and Income or go to the food bank. So preparation is a really good tool to use. Write a bit of a plan, put a little bit of money aside if you can. You know, start saving up the canned food for those times when manuhiri might turn up. Or again, take them to the beach and let them get their own kai if they do turn up.
Aye.
But those are the things we're working with whānau and getting them to think about as we move into Christmas.
Aye. You know, Trudy, I'm listening to what you're actually saying there. However, the thing is just how true that is. You know, it just goes to show how things have changed from last year, the year before, you know, where we never thought we'd have to, you know, we even so we have gardens, but we find out at the end of the day, even so we have gardens, it's still not always enough to go around, you know, so that in itself, just that statement you have made, you know, for me, it does create a concern. So how can we actually help our families out? Now we're aware of that, you know, the demand this Christmas is going to be a lot greater than what it was last Christmas or the Christmas before, by putting slightly bigger gardens in, by budgeting more. You know, as it is now, our whānau's up here, they're already budgeting, you know, they're surviving on hen's teeth, for instance. You know, that just tells me, you know, what else can we introduce to them? The pātaka kai is giving them what they need for today. And there's a lot of people that's coming to that. What else can we add to their pātaka kai that would make a lot more families a lot less reliant on the pātaka kai and become more self-sufficient in their own way? What can we introduce to that pātaka kai which they could pick up and they can, and then, you know, they can actually add to their family plan and hopefully, you know, make the Christmas for themselves and their families so much easier? You know, let's have a think about what else we can add to this pātaka kai course. You know, as the old story is, if you give a family a fish, they'll feed their family for the day. But if you give them the means to fish for their family, you know, they can now feed their families for weeks, months, even years. That's the concept that I'm always, I always think about it this way, is at the end of the day, you know, if we keep giving, people get accustomed to taking. They actually start, instead of trying to become independent for themselves and their whānau, you know, it's tau hurihuri, it's the mentality of what this world does to the people within it. You know, if it's there for free, why not? What about that way of thinking?
That's one way of thinking about it, is that we could be teaching people. And I know that we've had whānau that have been maybe started off being high users of the pātaka because, you know, something happened in the whānau, the washing machine broke down, they had to spend the kai money to buy a new one. So for a couple of weeks, they kind of struggled. But then those people actually become the highest givers after that because they just appreciated the fact that they could just go and grab a kai without too many questions, without filling out forms, without doing anything, really just turning up, and if there was kai, they could take it. So, you know, we know the pātaka kai is not the be-all and end-all and that our family need a lot more support. I think the kaupapa behind the pātaka kai is about food rescue. So, like, don't let kai go off in your cupboards when you can actually put it somewhere and let someone else eat it. So it's kind of before the kai goes off, or if you've got too much kai, rather than waste it, you know, bring it down to the pātaka kai. And it's only, you know, we're only servicing a certain need, which is people's immediate needs, that they need something straight away. And then, yeah, OTC do work behind that to work with whānau to make sure that they're not stuck in that place of having to, you know, search other places for food. But the reality is we have a working poor now where you've got two parents working and they're still struggling because rents are high, power's high, you know, petrol's high, all those sort of day-to-day costs is eating away at their pūtea. And, you know, they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't spend their money unnecessarily, but they're still struggling. So that won't be for long. You know, we help them, we pathway them on to services that can offer budgeting and building financial capability and how to make your own kai. So the pātaka really is about being able to share what you have. If you've got abundance at your house, it's an opportunity really to share that with the rest of the community.
Ai, kia ora, kia ora. Like the old story, eh? Sharing is caring. Ai, narungai tērā, Trudy. Ai, e mihi tunu ana mō ngā wāhanga, mō ataua kōrero mō tēnei rā. E pāpāna ki ngā pātaka kai, it's not a handout, but it's a hand up. Narungai tērā, I'll let you can have our mihi to bring our kōrero to a close. Cause what you and I have been talking and offering and sharing, as usual, it's been really, really wonderful.
Kia ora pā. I just want to say, have a pānui about Wikiha Kinakina. Now, this is an event that's happening from the 8th to the 12th of December, where there are going to be about 40 kura kaupapa Māori, whare kura, coming to Kaitaia and participating in sports around our beautiful rohe. And so when we talk about whānau and manuhiri coming to our town, there is a big event coming up. It's being hosted by Te Rangi a Niwaniwa in Kaitaia here. On the 9th, which is a Monday, they're going to be doing a walkthrough or a parade through town so that all those kura can show off their beautiful uniforms and sports uniforms and just sort of mihi to our town, really. So if you're around in the morning on the 9th of December, then by all means come down and show your support and welcome our beautiful manuhiri to our rohe. That's happening, on the 9th of December. Kia ora koutou katoa.
Kia ora, Trudy. Ngā mihi e kore mutu, engari kia pai tōra, Māori ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, kia koutou whakalongu maira ki era a maua kōrero anō ko Trudy Brown. Ahakoa kāhore noho hoino ki ngā take kē o te haukainga nei, haere ki waho engari ka hoki mai ano kiuta mai i konāno ngā kōrero, ngā kaupapa, ngā rangatiratanga o te awhi i puta, korera e tāia te awangawanga, te whakahē hoino me tautoko anake kātika. Nā rungai tērā ko pāno e mihi atu nei, me taku manuhiri Trudy Brown mai te pale pāho te hiko teika, Māori orara.
Te reo o te rangatira tahi me pā Kelly Mane ki te praere ono ki te iwa karaka i te ata i runga i te reo irirangi o te tiu. Te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kaumā whitu, ira tahi.